Welcome to Eden and Amadeus, the show after the show. We are Eden and Amadeus from 99.9 Gator Country in Jacksonville, Florida. Amadeus is an avid moviegoer, so this is a mini episode review of a movie he just saw called The Whale.
I like doing this because usually on the radio, I only have about 90 seconds to 2 minutes.
And, right.
And this movie, I texted you shortly after seeing it last night and was like, this is it. Like, this is one of the greatest films I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
I may cry as we talk about this.
So The Whale stars Brendan Fraser, who a lot of people were like, whatever happened to him? But he had a few dips in his career where, whether it was his own choice or not, I think people are saying it pretty much was based on an experience that he had had in Hollywood.
I think it was at one of the awards shows. Yeah. He said he was sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
And it kind of like made him withdraw from the business, which is sad because he's an amazing talent. Despite those mummy movies, he is really an amazing talent.
Right. And George of the Jungle was top notch. But no, he's clearly, based on what you've already told me, brilliant in this and probably going to win an Oscar.
Right. I think he's a shoo-in, like after seeing that movie. A little bit more about Brendan. When he was younger, he was extremely fit.
Yep.
He was like, he was the hot guy. He was the hot guy in Hollywood. He played Tarzan, or he played George of the Jungle. Very frequently was shirtless and running around. He's gotten to be a bigger guy in his older age. In this particular movie, he plays a 600-pound man, and he's in a fat suit, but the prosthetics or whatever, he's even naked in some of the scenes. It is so good. There's absolutely, we couldn't tell where it started and where it ended, like in his head, like around his ears. I don't know. It just looked like it was him now. But so he plays, I don't want to give too much away, but he plays this guy who has become like a recluse, mainly because of his weight. But then it starts peeling back the layers of why he has gained all this weight. And it's tragic, and it's also beautiful at the same time. Ugh, it's so emotional. But it's just great. I want everyone to see it, even though it's hard to watch.
I won't see it. I won't see it. So when there's a movie that I feel like I know I won't see, a lot of times I'll go straight to the internet for spoilers and read the entire premise of the movie, the plot, everything. And I did that for this. And even though I 100% believe you that I'll come away from it feeling the way that you feel, I just can't bring myself. I feel like I can't put myself through a couple of hours of being that sad.
It is sad, but there's also some funny parts and there's some other things that go on as well. I want to tell you where I rank it in films, just so you'll know how serious I am about it. Jaws changed my life. It sent me on the path to loving movies. Then Star Wars came out a few years later, and those have been the movies that, like, that's the bar for me. There's been movies along the way that I love, and they're, like, life-changing, blah, blah, blah. The Whale is right up there with Jaws and Star Wars.
Really?
Like, it's that film.
Wow. And I know they didn't release it worldwide right away.
Yeah.
So they just expanded the release of it, I think?
So to get an Oscar nomination, you have to play, I think, in New York and L.A.
before. So they wanted to be last year.
Right. So before December 31st, it played in select markets.
Oh, okay.
And now it's playing nationally.
Wow.
But it's in small theaters. It's an independent film. A24 is the company. I'm sure you probably know them. They do a lot of independent type movies. They put out some of the best movies that are out there.
Okay, so who would want to see this movie? I mean, obviously,
I can't imagine anyone would want to see this movie.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
But I'll tell you who would want to see this movie. And it was actually a pretty packed theater. It was in a small room, but I think it was probably more than half full, easily more than half full. Who wants to see this movie are people who love movies. And I'm not talking about Marvel movies or blockbusters that are like going to make $1 billion. I mean, writing, acting, sets, attention to detail, editing that doesn't have any flaws. Like, it's just a really, really well-made movie based on a play. So they set the entire thing in this one room of a house. So you get that. Oh, and you know what else? They didn't shoot it letterbox. It's shot old school. Like you know when you watch TV, the old TVs, they were square. Now everything's widescreen. I'm sorry, it's not widescreen, it's letterbox.
Okay.
So it's kind of a square picture. So it's kind of like you're sitting in a theater watching like this thing, like a theater house.
Oh.
Like a Broadway theater.
Hmm.
Because it's not full screen, which was really weird at first. I thought at some point they were going to like pan out and it was going to be widescreen, but mm-hmm. it's not. And I thought that was really interesting too. So those are the little details. Like I say, if you love movies and the movie making process and acting at its absolute finest, every single person in it was flawless.
Sadie Sink is the actress who plays Max on Stranger Things. And I've seen her in a couple of things. I also know she's very musically gifted.
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to get a nomination, you think? Or
I think she will get a nomination. I don't know if she'll win because I haven't seen all, you know.
But there are other female characters in there.
There are. One of them is Samantha Morton, who most people don't know. If you watch The Walking Dead, you know she played Alpha, the leader of the Whisperers in The Walking Dead. She is absolutely amazing just as an actress. In this particular movie, she's only on screen for, golly, maybe 10 minutes.
Mm.
But it's so powerful and so moving. She plays the ex-wife of Brendan Fraser's character, and then Sadie plays their daughter.
Mm.
And, you know, there's this separation, and then there's this other relationship. And then there's the nurse who takes care of him, and then they have this interesting relationship. And then there's a guy who just happens to come to the door one day. You know, he's kind of that whole Mormon, like, you know, Jesus kind of thing, and pops into Charlie's life, but it ends up being for a reason. And just the way it all ties together. And there's also this really cool underlying theme that I don't think a lot of people will pick up. I'll tell you what it is and you'll see. There's an underlying theme of addiction. It's food addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Another character has an alcohol addiction. Another person is basically addicted to saving people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like in your face, but as I'm watching the film, I'm seeing this like, oh, yeah, that person's addicted to this. That person's addicted to that. So it's really interesting. There's a lot of interesting things going on there. But I'm telling you something. I sat there in that theater and cried for almost an hour and a half, sometimes just at the performance, the beauty of the performance. Like I was just like streaming tears. Like Brendan Fraser got it so right. We've had a friend that's just completely obese for a long time. I used to hang out with him a lot, and the mannerisms of the way he eats, the physical things he has to do to get up from a table, like Brendan got it right. And as I sat there, my heart broke for those people.
Yeah.
So it's amazing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Sounds like it was a brilliant movie, and I applaud everybody involved. And I go on to say that I don't think I'll ever see it.
It's hard to watch.
It sounds really hard to watch. But for those who will want to see it, this probably could make the difference of, you know, what movie you go see this week.
So, yeah, absolutely.
So hopefully, you know, you'll boost it even more than it already is. Although I've heard so much hype about it for years.
Yeah,
now.
There's been a lot of buzz around it. But yeah, if you've thought about it, you're thinking if it's too sad for you, I get it. But if you can sit through it, it's a beautiful experience.
Mm. Okay.
There you go.
There you go. A mini episode of the show after the show. Not so mini, but also, you know, we're talking about a movie that's pretty in-depth. So
yeah.
I understand why that is. If you want to follow us, subscribe to this podcast and get updated. It's not always so deep.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, especially for movie weeks, because
right.
you pretty much see a movie every week.
Yeah,
you'll at least get a good review.
I'll have a 3-minute review of Ant-Man coming up in February.
I'll chime in on that. So it'll be 6 minutes. Have a good one.